Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 549. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you'd like a CD or an audio tape. Yeah, they are absolutely free, including the postage and the handling. I've got some very strong scriptures and things that I'm sure that you don't know and that you need to know and that you've never known before. But then you're going to know for sure today. So make sure you stay tuned. And I also have some letters and music. But right now, let's go to the throne. Father, anoint this service. Pour out your spirit. Use your spirit to talk right through my mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus, that souls may be saved and the church strengthened and Satan be rebuked. And open doors from heaven come unto us. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right. Everyone's going to die. Either you're going to heaven or to hell. And whatever you have in this world, you're not going to be able to take it with you. So I'm going to sing that song for you right now. You can't take it with you.
Traffic in a turmoil by the sidewalk. Somewhere someone left to meet their fate. Other people stand around and just talk, when they could do more than just debate. Everybody's sweating about the dollar, yelling, can he save his penny? How's it gonna help them when they holler if it sends them to a place to burn? You can't take it with you where you're going. There's no place to spend it either way. You might as well get satisfaction knowing someone had a little brighter day. Help somebody turn a tear to laughter. Need some air return along your way. There's no social standings in hereafter. Everybody dies the same old way. You can't take it with you where you're going. There's no place to spend it either way. Might as well get satisfaction knowing someone had a little brighter day. When you help somebody be free, you can't shuck the Lord now, don't you know? Helping others can be fun to feel, 'cause you can't take it with you when you go. No, you can't take it with you when you go.
Praise the Lord. You can't take it with you where you're going. Because we came into this world in the nude, and that's the way we're going out. We didn't even have one stitch of clothing on us. Somebody wrapped us up in swaddling clothing. And some people didn't even have that when they were born. The whole world is on its way to hell and into the lake of fire because of the teachings of Darwin, evolution, the Catholic cult, and so many other things. The Bible talks about this cult saying that they are the queen of heaven, that Mary is the queen of heaven, and she's not. There is no queen. I read those scriptures yesterday tree that God is infuriated at people that worship Mary. And the Catholic cult also talks about purgatory. There is no such place. A Catholic priest came up with that and was rewarded greatly by the Vatican for coming up with a new way on how to make money, because that whole organization is about making money, and now they're doing everything in their power to make it look as though they're just like Protestants. They're not like Protestants at all, or they are not at all like the body of Christ. Mary is not the Queen of Heaven, but the body of Christ, the entire body of Christ, is the actual mother, and I'll prove that to you. There's no male or female in the body of Christ, but say the Bible plainly states in the book of Galatians chapter 4, verse 27, that it is written, "Rejoice, thou barren." And now Jesus was never married. And look at all the souls that he, or children that he brought forth. Also, the Apostle Paul was not married. And look at all the children he's brought forth. So it states in Galatians 4:27, for it is written, "Rejoice, thou barren." In other words, that bearest not. In other words, you've never been, you women have never, and men cannot bear children the natural way. "Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not," because a man is not going to travail bringing forth a child. And many women are not married, and many women they cannot have children. For the desolate, those that are unable to bear children, hath many more children than she which hath a husband. So that's talking about the body of Christ. And the Bible tells us when Jesus was telling his people to take communion in Luke 22:19-20, it says, "This is my body," he says, "which is broken for you." So his body happens to be the body of Christ, which is his body. All of those of us that are born again in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So we are his body, and we are broken. We must be broken, a broken spirit, a contrite heart, so that the Holy Spirit can get into our hearts. We have to be circumcised or broken. So he was saying, this is symbolic of my body. He says, break and eat. This is what Holy Communion is about. He's saying that this will happen. In other words, you will be my body when I can enter into you and use you here on this earth. And he says, so a lot of people are just thinking this is his earthly body, which it really is, because his earthly body are those that are filled with the Holy Spirit and are washed in the blood of Jesus. All right, so that's, and then, so read that, Luke 22:19-20.
"And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me."
In other words, this is his body, which is given for you. Isn't that what it says?
Yes.
Read it. It's given for you to be the body of Christ. Okay, so now the Vatican is instructed their priests and their laity to start imitating, because they're like chameleons or chameleons, whatever you want to call them. You put a chameleon or a chameleon on a piece of, they're green, and then you put them on something black and they turn black. You put them on something red and they turn red. That's the way the serpent is. The Vatican, it changes colors when it's found out. And so they're saying, well, I go up to my Protestant brothers. I'm not a brother of any Antichrist, all right?
Amen.
And you must not either. They say so many born again and even Christians that are Pentecostal are converting to Catholicism. Well, if they're doing that, they're denying the Holy Spirit and they're blaspheming the Holy Spirit, because if they were Pentecostal and they received the Holy Spirit and then they're turning their back on the Holy Spirit to enter in to the Vaticanite cult, which the Lord says is the Antichrist and the mother of every abomination on earth, and they're twisting everything around. They're saying that Mary is the Queen of Heaven. You've ever heard of the hospital, Catholic hospital, is called the Queen of Angels? Huh? The people out on Radio Land, I'm sure you've heard of the Queen of Angels this and the Queen of Angels schools and the Queen of Angels hospitals and all. This they call the Queen of Angels. That would mean that it's God has a queen in the kingdom of heaven. He doesn't. Jesus is God, and Jesus has a body. And he said that, "Know you not that you are the temple of God, the body of Christ?" Amen?
Amen.
So if we're the body of Christ, we are also the one that brings forth. Now, he says that we are his body. Romans 12:5, it says there's only one body, okay? One body, and that is his body, and we are also his bride, he says. Amen?
Amen.
And he's uniting us together, one body that is broken for you to be, have him living in your broken spirit and contrite heart. Amen?
Amen.
So actually, we, the body of Christ, with him being the head, we are his bride or his queen. And we will bear more children if we're really in his spirit, in the spirit, the Holy Spirit. He's the life-giving spirit. We're going to bring forth more children. Like Peter, that the Apostle Paul said, "I have begotten you." In other words, I am your father because I begot you unto the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So this is, he said, and his body was broken. He says, I keep my body under the conditions, under the spirit of the Lord. He says, because I want to be his body or one of the people, one of the members of the body. Now, let's go ahead and read Romans 12, 5. It's saying that there isn't two bodies, like these Catholics are saying. Well, we welcome you home, brother, you Pentecosts and all that. Any Pentecost that would get believe that rather than the gospel, you are insane. There is, Mary is not the Queen of Heaven, and it's a sin to pray to her, and it's a sin to pray to any saint. And it's also a sin to believe in purgatory when it doesn't exist. The Bible plainly says, and I know this is a lot for you to take in at one time, because people and the even the theologians say, that my doctrine, which is the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, is higher than university teaching. All right? And so you really have to focus or concentrate and read the scriptures to make sure that you know that what I'm saying to you is the truth. So this is my body. In other words, I live in you, and so therefore you're my body. I'm up in heaven sitting in the most highest place, and they say the right hand of God. What that means, that's symbolic that he is the power of God. Because God is one, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and also Christ, who was man. So there is a God-man sitting on the throne in the kingdom of heaven. So we're praying to deity. We're also praying to this man who conquered the flesh, death, hell, and the grave. And so he has been given a position in the kingdom of heaven, higher than any other person that ever lived, and even higher than deity, because he is deity also. We have a God-man sitting on the throne in the kingdom of heaven so that we can call him our brother, that we can call him our God. Amen?
Amen.
And we can also call ourselves, not because of our own calling, but the Bible says when we receive the entire word of God that we become a son of God. So Christ was the first begotten, and we are also sons of God. And so therefore we also possess his power. He said that we would actually do more things, even greater things than he did. That means bigger things. Because now he is able to work in a humongous body. Because when he was the only begotten son, he was operating out of one human body. And therefore, he couldn't get as much the bigness of the work of God that needs to be done on this earth. He had to sow himself as a seed of wheat so that many other wheat kernels could come up and resurrect up from him, and so that those seeds could be planted from the one plant that came up, and then there's more seeds, and then just keep multiplying those seeds into the earth to where there becomes this huge body of people that Christ lives in that are his body. And each person that is raised up from the dead by his body, they become one body that also is the body of Christ, which is the bride of Christ, which is the New Jerusalem, which is also the Queen of Heaven. All of us people combined together become the Queen of Heaven. And so all you guys that are walking around kind of like macho, if you're of the Lord, you're also a queen. So stop that. You know, don't be flexing your muscles around or everything, because you're trying to give people a wrong image of who you are. You're the bride of Christ. Now, a bride is the woman part of the head. The head is the husband or the groom. Now you say that doesn't make sense because it says that we're Christians. That's right. But Jesus is also called many things. He's the Alpha, that's the beginning, and also the Omega, that's the ending. He's the beginning and the end. He is the Good Shepherd. Amen?
Amen.
He is the head of the body. He is Christ. He is also the Father. He is the Holy Spirit. He is the Lamb of God. There's so many names of Jesus, and the body of Christ also has many names. We are the mother or the queen of Christ's bride, which makes us the queen of the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so now what the Vatican is saying is that Mary is the queen. No, she's a dead Jewish girl, and she, you know, she has, it's a sin to pray to her. We're the eventual, if we continue on to the end, we're the eventual queen of the kingdom of heaven due to the fact that we are Christ's bride. And Christ is God. He's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And therefore, if we're his bride, then we would be the only queen in the kingdom of heaven. And Mary is just part of that queenhood, because there are many parts to the body of Christ. And this is why he says, this is my body, which is broken into millions of pieces that I live in, so that I can get a greater, a bigger work done. It'll be me in you, millions of you that are doing this great and mighty work all over the world. And so I don't want you to think that Mary is the only one. No, senor, or senora, or senorita. No, there are many. This is my body. We are the house of God. We're called that too. We are the bride. We are also the bride of the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. the first risen from the dead, the glorious Christ, the glorious Father, the glorious man, the Son of Man. He saw kinds, and so we are too. We're broken into many segments, and if we're going to be the Queen of Heaven, then we all have to be together helping one another. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that what women do, is they help each other? Amen?
Amen.
If you're the Queen of Heaven, well, then you're going to be obedient to the bridegroom. Didn't Jesus say, I'm the bridegroom?
Amen.
And how can the bride mourn, or the people of the bride chamber mourn, when the bridegroom is with them? Amen?
Amen.
Well, he says that when he goes away, he's going to send his spirit into us, and he'll teach us all things. So this is just an advanced teaching to shake off the bonds of the Vatican, the Catholic cult. Because they may say all these things, but really what they are is evolutionists, and they want the entire world to live with all religions, false religions mixed up with the truth. And the Lord hates this one world religion where, you know, the Satan worshipers are supposed to unite themselves with the Pentecostal and to the Buddhists and the Muslims and all these. We have pictures of the Pope worshiping, supposedly, the devil, of course, with all these different false religions, because he said that's the only way that we're going to be able to have peace on earth. But the Lord is the Prince of Peace. We only have peace when we become part of his body.
Mm-hmm.
And there's millions of us that his body is broken into millions of pieces, so that each member of his body has its certain place in the body. In other words, Paul said, we can't all, if we're going to be the Queen of Heaven, we can't all be the eye, or all of us can't be the ear, or all of us be fingers, or hands, or toes, or whatever. But we all have our place in the body of Christ, the Queen, eventual Queen of the Kingdom of Heaven, because we're going to be united with, we're united with Christ now, and we're going to be eternally sitting with Christ in heavenly places. Now, would Christ sit there in heaven in the throne with another man? No, he has to be there with his bride. Amen?
Amen.
The Queen of Heaven. Well, let's read Romans 12:5, where it talks about us all together as the New Jerusalem, the Bride of Christ, or the eventual Queen of the Kingdom of Heaven, because we are the Bride of God. That makes us the Queen of God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so read that.
So we being many are one body in Christ.
See, we being many, because his body is broken into many pieces, right?
Amen.
That's the communion. All right, that isn't the Eucharist. It doesn't mention Eucharist. This is just Catholic cult doctrine. All right, we being many do what?
Our one body in Christ.
We're united into one body, which is the eventual Queen of the Kingdom of Heaven. That excludes Mary. Amen?
Amen?
Then there would only be one person that was saved. Okay?
Amen.
And does she become the Queen of Heaven when all she did was let the Holy Spirit enter into her so that she could bear one godly person, which was the Son of Man, who also had God in him, but also we, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we also have God Christ living in us. Amen?
Amen.
In order that all of us, the one body, the cumulatively united one body of Christ, become his bride. Amen?
Amen.
We're just about to go to the wedding supper. Now, the wedding supper is the eventuation of everything. It's the compilation of everything. The whole body, I mean, I'm not going to heaven to just get a house, a mansion, okay? No. I mean, what's the big deal about that, to just have a mansion, a house? But the Bible says that we live in him and he lives in us. Amen?
Amen.
And so he is our mansion, and he is our husband, or we are his queen in the kingdom of heaven. So you Roman Catholics better come up with another one, you know, because the Word of God totally dismantles your theory of evolution, and it just totally destroys your make-believe world that you could pray to Mary or other saints like they could pray to Joseph, and they make up just make up things in their mind. Well, let's read it.
So we, being many, are one body in Christ.
Right. In Christ, we become one body, and we become his body. His body. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so if we're his body, then he's the head, and so the head can't do anything without the body. So the Lord lives in us in this world so that he can do his work in and through us. Amen?
Amen.
Because we're his wife, his bride, and eventually his queen at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen?
Amen.
That isn't Mary. She's just one of us. Amen?
Amen.
She's just one of the many, many, many broken pieces. We all have to be broken. We all have to live by the Spirit. We can no longer live by the flesh. So the flesh has to be broken down to agree that we're going to live in the Spirit so that we can be the bride of Christ, so that we can become his body, so that we can, where his Spirit lives and works. All right? And then eventually we become the Queen of Heaven, God Almighty's bride, because Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and therefore we become his bride. We become one in Christ Jesus. Now read it again.
So we, being many, are one body in Christ.
In Christ, you see? Amen. There's not two different religions, or of course, it's not a religion. This is salvation, all right? And so you people that are in the Vatican or in the Catholic cult, come out of her, Jesus said, if you're my people, and become my bride. And don't think of yourself as being inferior to Christ, because Christ also lives in you. Amen?
Amen.
He enters you also like he did Mary, and Christ is in you. All right.
Amen.
And then what?
And everyone members one of another.
See, we're all members one of another. Okay, well, Christ isn't going to have two or three queens. Amen?
Amen.
All of us together make one real powerful queen, because we don't sin.
Amen.
Because Christ is not going to be married to anyone that has a stain or a blot or a blemish on him. And so therefore we're a family, a royal priesthood. Amen?
Amen.
We're royalty.
Amen.
What do you mean royalty? The Queen of Heaven, for God's sake. Amen?
Amen.
Is that royalty to be married to God?
Yes.
Yes, amen. And is not a queen royalty? Okay, so Vatican, you know, think of another one to deceive people with, because you don't make any sense. Now keep reading in Romans. You read 12:5, right?
Yes.
Okay, now continue.
Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us.
Okay, because each one of us broken pieces has given a place in the body of Christ, and we've all been given different gifts so that we can equal the Almighty God who we're married to.
Amen.
Amen? Because if it was just one person that's dead and their spirit is in heaven right now, that cannot be the queen. All the saved people down through all the ages are members of the entire body of Christ, the bride of Christ, the New Jerusalem, so that we can feel like we're families and that we're not outcasts or red-haired, freckle-faced stepchildren. Amen?
Amen?
We're the actual queen, eventually, of God Almighty. We happen to be the actual body, the actual living body of Christ. We're alive here on earth, and we're going to do his job, so that we must continue on to the end, because the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, the Queen of Heaven, us, we continue on throughout eternity. So if we stop short on this side of eternity, then we have no hope of continuing on throughout eternity with him. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, then keep reading.
Whether prophecy...
Some of us will prophesy. Then what?
Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith.
Yeah, so if we have faith, we can say the things that I'm saying without being worried that we're saying the wrong thing, because I'm giving you Bible scriptures. Amen?
Amen.
So with the body of Christ is not divided. He says, but we are all of us broken pieces are just one body. Mary isn't one body herself, and then we, each one of us, a different body, and every religion a different religion. We all have to be the same, not religion, but all one body in Christ. We must be the bride of Christ, okay? Mm-hmm. And they say that this, that their commune or whatever, where they all get together, they said that is heaven when they're going through these rituals and speaking mumbo jumbo and you don't know what they're talking about, but the Lord talks to us. And when we hear, when we are in our service and we are hearing the spoken word, the Lord states that he is the Father's Son, not to serve... to serve anyone other but him. He says, I am the Father's Son. And we are the sons of the Father also, to serve one another as the Holy Spirit has us serve him. So when Christ says, I am the Father's Son, sent to serve, sent here to serve, to show God's love to you. Well, how do we show God's love? And that's to serve the Word of God and live an upright life as the Queen, a gracious Queen of Heaven, would do before you, so that we can tell, so that we are knit together in one purpose, in one Lord, that we have him as our Lord and Master, our husband, all right? Our bridegroom, our groom. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren, that in the flesh you don't bear anything, anybody, any new human. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not, that you're not going to go through the pains of actual human birth. You're not going to have a baby. This goes for men, because we're not ever going to have a baby. Amen?
Amen.
Because we're not going to bear a baby. We have sons and daughters. For the desolate, the people that don't have babies, hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Okay, well, we don't have an, if you don't have an earthly husband, don't worry about that. Amen?
Amen?
Because we do have a husband, but this husband wants us to live in the Spirit and bear forth spiritual children. He wants us to preach the gospel so that we can beget people, more people to work in the body of Christ, so that more people, the fullness of the Queen of the Kingdom of Heaven will come to pass at the marriage supper of the Lamb, so that we can now become the bride, the future bride. We're in the bride chamber right now. Amen?
Amen.
And Christ is our husband. We're married to him via the Spirit. Okay, he likens a woman and a man being to marry, or he likens being married to him is similar to a husband and wife. Because like when we consummate a marriage, if we're we get married to some woman, well, then when we have relationships with her, then we're married. We're united as one. Well, when you let Christ have a relationship with you by entering you by the Holy Spirit into your heart, And then you begin doing the things. You start reading. You're interested in helping, being a helpmate to your husband. Okay, because why? Because you're the bride of Christ. Because you're the eventual queen of the kingdom of heaven, walking down the aisle arm in arm with God Almighty. Isn't that much better than being married to just a woman here on this earth or a man on this earth? Well, sure, you want to be married. If you can't contain yourself, Paul said, well, then marry. Because he doesn't want you to commit adultery. He said it's better to marry. You see how the devil has changed the scripture. He says, then to burn with lust. Now, that isn't what it says. It means it's better to marry than to fornicate or commit adultery and burn in hell and in the lake of fire. That's what it's better to do. Because, you know, everybody's using that as an excuse. Well, we're not supposed to burn with lust, so we're going to get married. And now they're saying, forget marriage, because marriage is just uniting ourselves sexually with some woman, or a woman to be united sexually with some man. This is so low, guttural teaching and twisting of the Word of God that it just is deplorable. All right, so this is my body, which is broken for you. Continue on now. Luke 22:19-20. Okay, let's go.
And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body.
Okay, which now is... eat of my body. Eat together. Eat together as one body. Okay, take communion. In other words, communicate with each other. Serve me as my body. Amen.
Amen.
Take my blood now. Drink it. Eat. The blood is the Holy Spirit. It said because his word is the bread of life, which was crushed, the actual wheat, and turned into flour and then baked into bread. And the grape juice is his crushed life, carnal life on this earth, the natural life, and is made into blood of the grape, and you drink that. So that's symbolic of eating his word, which has the Spirit of God in it. He said, my word is spirit, the Holy Spirit, and it is your life. So make sure to eat my word. And while you're eating my word, you're also drinking the grape juice, or was crushed like a grape, and my blood. Okay, that's my blood. It's symbolic of it, okay? Amen. It isn't the real thing, but it's just to remind you of me, my body, that I'm leaving now. It's going to be the church life. The body of Christ is also the church. Amen?
Amen.
And so the book of Acts starts teaching us how to live the church life. All right, and so continue on.
This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Yeah, in remembrance that you're to take up the cross and follow me. Now, what does follow me mean? It means I am the Father's Son. I sent to serve you. Sent here to serve, to show God's love to you. And so if we're going to be like him, then we are here also to serve. We've been called by God to serve the word of God, the bread of life, and also the blood. This is what they say, that this is, the Vatican says, that they are the Holy Mother Church. They're not the mother, they're the destruction force, the Antichrist, because they want you to believe that Mary is the mother, and the Bible teaches you that his body is the bride and the mother. Amen?
Amen.
Now keep going.
Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood."
So it's how you receive Christ. It's the New Testament, the entire New Testament. And they say, well, no, just do the catechism and just do the beads because it'll keep your mind. But the Bible says, this is my blood. This is the entire New Testament. Not just a few scriptures, but the entire New Testament, which was written in my blood. Okay, in other words, his blood comes about like a grape that's crushed. And so we, being broken, the broken body of Christ, we also must be crushed and must be the bread of life. He said he is the light of the world, and he said also that we are the lights of the world. If he's dwelling in us, then we're lanterns unto everybody on this earth. Amen? Amen. We're the bread of life to those that hear us. Because when you hear the spoken word of God, you are hearing from Christ himself. Amen?
Amen.
So follow me, and I will always be with you. Well, but if you don't follow Christ, will he always be with you?
No.
No. Only if, he says, if you follow me, I will always be with you. But if you don't follow Christ, well, then he's not with you at all. Because it isn't him that left you, it's you that left Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So don't say, you know, if you're living a sinful life, don't be saying, like so many of you sinners out there, that Christ will never leave me or forsake me no matter what I do. And this Warmack, he says, Christ will be with you. If you sin yesterday, today, and forever, you can keep sinning. And you, this is the most damnable doctrine. It's obvious that this man has sold out to the devil. Christ is speaking in the church when the word is being spoken. You're hearing the word of God, so it's Christ speaking to you now. You're the queen of heaven if you continue on. He said that you are my friend if you do everything that I tell you to do. That's and you know, some of these people say, the Lord says that he's yours unconditionally. But he said, if, that's conditional, my friend. That's not unconditional. I am your friend if you do everything I say. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the real truth is. If so naturally, the Vatican doesn't like me pulling the sheets and blankets off of them. And that's why you see all this anti-Tony Alamo propaganda. Because they don't want your soul to go to heaven. They don't want you to hear the word of God. They're the ones that put evolution into schools instead of the Bible. They're the ones that banned the Bible in schools. And now, thank God, and the Vatican is really losing ground, because out of the United States, 50 states, 20 states have already, are already in court with lawsuits in an attempt to do away with evolution being taught in schools. Isn't that great?
Amen.
So you've got all these mindless government lackeys that are telling you that you can no longer listen to the Bible. Why would that be? Because they don't want you to follow Christ. Again, he says, follow me, and I, and then if you follow me, this is definitely a rule. Follow me, and if you do, that's conditional. If you do, I will always be with you, even to the ends of the world, even to the ends of the Welt. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So that's the first thing that the Lord says after you accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart with the Father by the Spirit, and you become united with Christ and with his power in you. Well, then he says, now deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. Follow me, and then, if you follow me, this is conditional, and I will always be with you. Turn your back on me, and I'll turn my back on you, the Lord is saying. Amen?
Amen.
Take up the cross, deny thyself, and follow me. Okay, so purgatory is not at all following Jesus. That is not following Jesus. It doesn't appear in the Bible. The Bible says it says that man dies once. Amen?
Amen.
And after death, the judgment, right?
Amen.
So that would mean, how's anybody, after you've been judged and sent to hell, there's nobody that's going to get you out of hell. Is there anybody that you know that could, that you would trust to get your soul out of hell? I don't know anybody like that. And not only that, they're saying that if you pay some money, now in your case, we're going to charge, what kind of work do you do, sir? Oh, you're an attorney. Oh, all right. If you pay $1 million, we'll pray your baby out of purgatory. I see. Well, how much money do you make? Well, are you a plumber? Yes. Well, we'll charge you $500,000. Well, what do? I sell newspapers. Okay, well, give us $5,000 and we'll get your baby out of purgatory. Let me tell you something. The Bible said where there's no sin, there's no transgression. Little babies automatically go to heaven. So let me get you off the hook with that one, okay? Any baby that has not come to the age of accountability, any person that has not come to the age of accountability, they're in heaven. Don't worry about it, all right? Mm-hmm. They're for sure in heaven. And so some people, they just work themselves to death to give that wretched anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-Tony Alamo ministry all this money. You know why? Because I'm stealing through the Word of God, I'm putting the true doctrine out so that they cannot no longer call themselves the Holy Mother Church. They're the most unholy organization on the face of this earth. The Lord calls her the beast and the whore, the mother of every sinful thing on the face of this earth. So the Lord says, I am the Father's Son. And he said he wants everybody to know that he wants you to be family with him. He wants you to be part of his queen. Amen?
Amen.
He doesn't want you to believe that Mary is the queen of heaven. So don't pour out drink offerings unto her and make little patty cakes for her. That's idolatry. You're idolizing Mary, who is definitely a good Christian girl. But we are also, if we are a member of the body of Christ, follow me. Take up your cross, follow me, and I will always be with you, saith the Lord, not the Catholic cult or the Pope, who wants everybody to join into one religion. Satan worshipers and people that worship Christ, they want you to do that. And this all comes from evolution because, let's face it, if you believe that you're a monkey, well, that's your problem. I know I'm not a monkey. If you want to be a monkey, you can be one, but I'm not one. All right? Mm-hmm. I happen to be a born of the Spirit Christian, and I'm in the same likeness and image of Christ, God Almighty. And God wants to fit into us just like you would fit your hand into a glove. We look like him, and he enters into us so that he in us can be a testimony of his saving power if we are walking in and through him, and if we are the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, if we are the New Jerusalem, and we are members of the one church, remember. And this is the thing that they're using. They have one church too, but what it does is have a bunch of sinners in their church. They're very agreeable to worship with Buddhists, but we cannot. The Bible said for us to consecrate ourselves, set ourselves apart from all of these false religions. and from all these phony ways that they have made up these things. And so, let's hear some more from that those verses that I gave you. And this, the ones that you're reading here.
This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you.
Yes, it's my blood that's shed for you. And if necessary, we have to shed our blood. But the New Testament, he said, it's the New Testament. It isn't like anything that the Vatican or any other religion teaches. It's, in other words, the New Testament. It's not the Rosary. And it is not the catechism, it's the whole New Testament that's written in his blood,
Amen.
For God's sake. So he wrote it in his blood, and so you're not to believe any other gospel. Keep going.
1 Corinthians 11:24.
Yes.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is...
Yeah, take, eat. All of you are one body. Eat together. Okay, drink together. Then what?
This is my body, which is broken for you.
Yeah, and so your body must be, you got to take up the cross too and follow him. Amen?
Amen.
And then he'll be with you. And then hurry up, our time is up.
This do ye in remembrance of me. Verse 25. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
All right. A remembrance of him, but by reading the New Testament all the time, not saying the Rosary. That's only a little bit of the New Testament, and not to say Rosary beads or Hail Marys and all this stuff. Why should we say hi to Mary all the time? We're supposed to say hi to Jesus, amen, and hi to one another. We're the body of Christ. We're the church. We are the New Jerusalem. We are the bride of Christ. We are the queen, eventually, the queen of heaven, the actual bride of Almighty God himself. All right, now, if you want to unite yourself with the Lord as his bride, then say this prayer. If you don't, well, then it's for sure you're going straight down. If you die tonight or this afternoon or this morning, you haven't got a chance. So say this prayer, or you'll be burning in hell and in the lake of fire forever. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you're resurrecting me right now by the Holy Spirit. My dead spirit is going to come alive now. I invite you, I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood of Jesus. I know that you've heard me. I know you've answered me, because all that call upon the name the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. This is my body. Now you're part of the body of Christ. And so just praise and thank the Lord and read the King James Version of the Bible. And Sharon, tell them how to receive a copy of this tape, this program number 549.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is Will Pastor Tony Alamo. And make sure you tune in tomorrow for another eye-opening vision into the Word of God. And now, you know, one of the body of Christ was John. Who wrote the book of Revelation. And I'm singing this song with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet, and it's called I, John, I Saw All These Things in Heaven. The Bride of Christ, God showed me the Bride of Christ, and it's us. We are the Queen of Heaven if we make it, if we continue on to the end.
wearing that giant sword body number. Way up in the middle of the air, that giant sword body number. Way up in the middle of the air. Mighty, ooh, well, I jump, so mighty number. Well, in the middle of the air, I jump, so mighty number. Well, in the middle of the air, when there were three gates in the east, and there were three gates in the west, three gates in the north, three gates in the south, and that made 12 gates to the city, 4 square wide. Hallelujah, come mighty, you will I jump somebody number. Way up in the middle of the air, will I jump somebody number. Way in the middle of the air, oh, John declared that he saw a man. He had 12 stars in his right hand. Well, his eyes flashed by like the burning sun. Oh, John got scared and he wanted to run. Well, he wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go. Because he felt the gospel coming like a two-edged sword. Well, he heard a voice that said, John, take a look. Read what you see and then write a book. He saw 12 angels in the east. 12 angels in the west, 12 angels in the north, 12 angels in the south, 48 angels to the city, 4 square wide. Hallelujah, the body know that I jumped somebody number. Way up in the middle of the air, I jumped somebody number.